Terry and the Pirates. Here is what happened. Terry was robbed of important gas formula papers along the mountain trail between the cabin and the experimental gas laboratory. Later at the laboratory, Kennington Hook, the young chemist, was revealed as a crook and one of the Dragon Lady's men. Hook tried to do away with Pat Ryan, Dude, and Connie, but they were saved by Terry, although Hook escaped. Sending Pat into Minchow to search for Hook and leaving Terry to look after Connie, Dude Hennick returned to the cabin. Before he could tell Burma that Hook was a clever, desperate criminal, there was a knock on the back door of the cabin. It was Hook, and he was excited, nervous, and desperately eager to talk to Burma. We'll join them in today's transcribed thriller in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, these are exciting days, all right. Exciting for every one of us. You don't have to be over in China like Terry and Pat to come up against problems that call for quick thinking and fast action. To meet the challenges of everyday life, we've got to be full of energy and pep. And that means, among other things, that we've got to eat wisely. And thank goodness, eating wisely also can mean eating things that taste swell, like Libby's tomato juice. Actually, boys and girls, this grand-tasting juice is a real food drink. A fine source of food values that you need every single day. Libby's tomato juice looks so good and tastes so good that it's hard to believe it's wonderfully good for you, too. But the fact is, tomato juice does such a lot for a person that Uncle Sam is giving it to the soldiers in the Army training camps. So please, kids, tell your mothers this. Tell her that Libby's tomato juice is rich in vitamin C and a swell source of other important vitamins, too. Tell her you'd like to have a big glass of it every single day. And I know she'll be glad to get it for you because she's just as anxious as you are to keep you feeling well. So remember, Libby's tomato juice. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's join Burma as she faces Kennington Hook at the open door. Dude Hennick is out of sight. He has asked Burma to say nothing about his being in the cabin.
Come on into the living room, Ken. Come on in by the fire.
Are you sure it's quite safe?
Why shouldn't it be?
Yes, yes, of course. You see, my dear, I need your help. I want you to drive me from Minchow to Chongqing immediately.
You want me to drive you to Chongqing?
Yes, you see, it's very important, really.
Well, sit down, Kenneth. What's happened? Why are you so nervous?
I'll remain standing, if you don't mind. Of course I'm nervous, sir. A great many things have happened in the past few hours, Burma.
What do you mean?
I haven't time to tell you everything. Will you get your things on? Please don't ask me why. I'll explain as we drive to Chongqing. The road is open now that the snow has melted.
Why the great hurry, Kenneth? It's early morning. It's not even dawn.
It's Pat Ryan, my dear. Ryan and Hennick. In some strange manner, they blame me for the loss of the envelope containing the gas formula papers.
Oh?
The whole situation is beyond my control, and so
but
I thought...
Why run away? Can't things be straightened out right here in Minchow?
It's too late for that, Burma. Come on, come on. We're losing time.
Your car? You didn't drive to this cabin in your car.
No, but I have it ready. We can walk to it in a few minutes.
But, Ken...
Don't you understand, Burma? These are war times. I'm trying to leave without being stopped by anyone. And if you're with me, I'll be a lot safer.
Well, what have you done? Why should you run away?
What have I done? Is that the way you feel about me? I came here asking your help, and you ask me what I've done.
Well, I'm only trying to understand, Ken. Has there been trouble up at the laboratory?
Before. You'd better let me answer the phone. No, you answer it. But for me, I'm not here. Remember, I'm not here, and I haven't been here.
I wish I knew exactly what happened so I could...
Are you going to answer the phone or are you going to let it ring forever?
Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, Pat. You're in town. Yes. Yes, I'm listening. What? No one's told me anything about what happened at the gas laboratory. Looking for Ken Hook.
Tell him to call you back. Don't talk to him.
All right, Pat. I'll have Dude call you there. Yeah. Well, I know how to get that number. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
There, you see? Your friends are determined to blame their carelessness on someone. They've decided to make me the goat. The formula papers were stolen from Terry, and now all three of them are trying to frame me. Make out that I took them. Well, they won't get away with it.
Well, what can I do, Ken? Driving you to Chungking? What would that
My
do?
Car is fast. The roads are clear. Once we get there, I'll be safe. I have friends. Up here in the mountains, I haven't a chance.
Oh, but Pat or Terry or Dude, they wouldn't frame you.
Burma, you've seen them only through a woman's eyes. You don't know what I know. Oh, Burma, my dear, you're fond of me. And I care for you a great deal. Will you come with me now?
I don't think she'll want to go anywhere with you.
Henrik, I... Burma, did you know he was here?
Never mind talking to Burma. Talk to me. Yes, she knew I was here.
What is this? Have you turned against me too, Burma?
Well, I don't know what to say, can I? Something terrible must have happened up there at that laboratory.
Terrible is a good word. Trying to kill Pat and Connie and me by locking us in a gas-filled room isn't my idea of fun. That doesn't make you a safe person to travel with, Hook.
You mean to say that Ken tried to kill us?
Yes, and a very neat job he'd have done, too, if Terry hadn't dropped in.
I told you your friends were in an ugly mood.
You said it, pal. Burma isn't leaving with you because you're not leaving.
That's pretty brave talk, Henny.
You're staying because I want those gas formula papers. You have them with you. That's one reason you're trying a quick getaway. Using Burma as a shield of your cart.
Brave talk with a woman on hand to listen.
And you're staying until we find out what's happened to your boss, Dr. Moy Ben.
Don't listen to that talk, Burma. I don't know where Dr. Moy Ben is any more than you do. I've been trying to locate him ever since he disappeared, but... Well, I told you, your friend Hennick here is even blaming that on me.
Why, you...
Wait, dude.
Burma, I know you think a lot of this, man. You may have had no reason up until this time to think any differently. But I tell you, he tried to kill us all up at that laboratory tonight.
You don't believe that, do you, Burma? I admit your friend may have reasons for thinking what they do, but I can explain it. They won't give me a chance to explain.
You rat. You didn't give us a chance when you had us locked in that gas chamber.
Well, why don't you give him a chance to explain, dude? If he can.
Now, look, Burma, this is neither the time nor the place for explanation. Let's get away from here. It's important to me, and to you, too. Please, believe me. I'll explain it to you all later. But we've got to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Ken. I know Jude wouldn't try to frame you.
Not try to frame you. He even blames me for the disappearance of Dr. Moy Ben. You heard him.
Up until tonight, Burma, maybe the reason I didn't like Hook was because, well, just because I didn't like him. But now I know he's the rottenest snake I've ever been up against. And another thing, Burma, and this is something you don't know, your handsome friend is working for no one else but the Dragon Lady.
Dragon Lady? What? I even...
No, he'll lie about it, of course, like he lied about the doctor's disappearance, about the formula papers. But we have the man who locked Terry out and stole them.
Well, Ken, you're using big words. You'd better tell me the truth.
My dear, I sense your unconscious loyalty to Hennick and Ryan and Terry. It's very obvious that I have little to say.
Oh, but Ken, why don't you at least...
Stand aside, please. Hennick will take care of you first. Put your hands up.
Ken!
Yes, we've come to a place where a gun is necessary. I am thankful it's in my hand instead of in yours, Hennick.
See, Palmer, he shows up as a heel after all.
Well, I'm beginning to see... To understand.
You'll understand a great deal more, my dear, when I finish with your friend here.
What are you going to do?
I'm afraid there's going to be an accident. A very serious accident. This gun...
No, you mustn't shoot.
Stand aside, you fool. Now, honey, take a good last look at the dawn before you leave this earth. I have the formula papers. I know all about Dr. Moy Ben. As for being connected with the Dragon Lady. Well, that's not important just now.
Dude, say something. Well, don't stand there. Don't let him kill you without making a move. Then I will.
Get away from me. Get away from me. Pick up his gun, Mama.
Got it.
Good.
Thanks. Thanks, Mama. And you, Hook, pick yourself up. There isn't going to be any shooting. Burma has the gun. It's just going to be you and me.
What do you mean?
We're going to settle a lot of things in this room.
Yes?
I don't fancy a killer, a yellow dog. Maybe you're going to give me a beating, but that remains to be seen. Not going to use a gun, eh? And perhaps this will teach you to stop being a two-fisted chump.
You look out!
I'm coming back for more, Hook. How do you like that?
It wasn't necessary, Henry. I can handle you this way.
You're much too soft. And this is another one.
Look out, dude. Look out. He's throwing
him. Ah, not so good, was it?
Dude, he's got the fire torch.
No, like this and this. All right, you're doing all right, Hook. You can fight. You've got a nice left hook, but this is a good pick, too.
Call for a sucker punch. He's a tricky fighter for even a rat. But I wanted to have it out with him for less best.
Have you killed him, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. Put his head on the fireplace, but I don't think. Here, let's see.
I think I can feel him breathing.
Yeah, wait. Feel his pulse. That's all right. There's a bump on the back of his head. Nothing more than he deserves. Come on. Let's pull him over in the middle of the room away from the fireplace. If he isn't dead, he'd soon burn up here.
Okay. I'll take hold of his feet.
Yeah, come on. I've got his head. Right. Oh, it's off that chair.
Yeah.
My pulse is fast.
That's all right.
Yeah. That's good. Just leave him here.
Well, what are we going to do when he comes out of whatever this is?
Yeah, that's a thought.
I think we ought to tie him up before he causes any more trouble.
Yeah, let's see if I can find some rope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Here's a piece. That's how to do the trick.
Can I help?
No, I'll just get his feet together. Like this. A couple of times around. Yeah. That ought to hold him.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, I'm just beginning to come to myself.
What do you mean?
Oh, dude, I've been such a fool. How could I ever have given such a person even a second thought?
Well, you had no reason to think you wasn't all right, Baron.
What hurts me most is to think that I didn't believe you the first time you told me. Why, dude, I just can't think of what happened tonight. Up at the laboratory. You and Pat and Connie.
Well, Terry certainly saved the day.
I hope you forgive me, dude.
Forgive you? Why, Burma, Pat meant for you throwing Hook off his balance and knocking the gun out of his hand.
I don't remember what I did.
Oh, well, you didn't do so much. You just saved my life, that's all. Hey, all the tears. Now what did I do? What are you bawling for?
Because I'm happy, you big sap. Can a gal cry when she's happy? Gosh, everything's going to be all right, so I'm happy, that's all. Just happy.
Well, I wonder if everything is all right now that Kennington Hook has been caught. But what about Dr. Moy Ben? What's become of him? I'll give you some thrilling news about next week's adventure in just a moment. You know, there's no time like right now to start drinking Libby's tomato juice. It tastes so wonderful and it's so good for you. You want to drink a big cold glass full every single day. Breakfast is a dandy time to drink it. Why don't you ask your mother to start serving Libby's tomato juice for breakfast? It's easy fix, just chill and pour. Another swell tasting breakfast drink is Libby's pineapple juice from Hawaii. Try it soon and you sure go for it. The name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Now you'll have a big holiday week of transcribed adventures if you join us for the excitement that starts at this same radio time next Monday.